Major Shepherd, Reel 3.
We, on our small scale, we had fought, and I had fought to reach, to go back home and reach back what it is called now, but it is true, back to the camp of liberty. And it is true that at this period, Britain alone was seen as the liberty, but a certain way of liberty. It was like in the Indian films, trying to go back to the camp where you can be ready for further fighting. And really, in my views, I saw this, joining the camp of liberty, entering the walls of liberty. And it was a really moving moment when the doors of Gibraltar open for our bus. And suddenly, after France, after Spain, after the French gendarme and the Guardia Civil, I suddenly saw a Bobby in the south of Spain. It was something, still today, extremely moving. Now, the first evening in Gibraltar, we were taken to what was called the Spanish Barracks, which still exists today. And we didn't know what was going to happen to us. We were, interviewed by some intelligence officer to start with. Where it came from, how was the situation, and so on. And we were asked what we wanted to do. And I said, I'd like to join the Royal Air Force. You have any experience? None at all. I'm just out of school. So the next morning, I had my first breakfast with the army. And really the army, all the privates and corporals together. It was, for me, something absolutely extraordinary. I was in England, although in Gibraltar, and I was with the British forces, although civilians, etc. And the same day, we were moved to the barracks of the 4th Devonshire Regiment, who was stationed in Gibraltar at the time. And with Christian Mottet, I told you about, and another chap coming from India, I forgot his name. We were sent to free bed in the barracks of the Devonshire Regiment. And there I had, I'm sorry for my friend in the British Army, and especially for the troopers, whom I like very much, but I had my first evening experience with the crowd of the British Army. And my English was very poor at the time, but I could understand sufficient, how shall I say, normal English. But I was not used at all to the popular expression of English and to the different accent, and especially the London accent. And most of the chaps of the Devon seems to have been brought up in London. Anyway, I spent an evening trying to understand what they were talking about, learning in a few minutes, not minutes, but few hours, the worst words of the British language, which I'm I cannot use in this recorded memory rude behavior, very friendly behavior, extremely friendly. Everybody trying to be nice to me with little details. They all knew that I escaped, that I was a young man. It was obvious that I was a student, that I never been in touch with the army. And all these chaps were so nice, with details, an extra one want smoke, or was my bed all right? Very, very nice people. And there I got in touch with the British population, and it was really extraordinary. Although it was an extremely rude behavior, and behavior of all sorts, which I cannot point out in this part of the story. And
yes, you can feel free to say it if you
want. No, not really. And, well, all sorts of rude noises and sounds, typical of of an army barracks, if you want. And I thought, my God, I came here to fight the war, and I really, at the time, looked at myself or feel like one of these knights with white feathers and black horses trying to fight the Nazis. And I find myself in this barracks, and I thought, it is not possible that I'm going to fight the whole war in such conditions. I must find something special to do. And I think at the very moment, I didn't know that even it existed, but it helped me in accepting without without the smallest hesitation the offers to enter special services. But there again, I must point out, it is not at all against this behavior of the British Army, which I still find today extremely cheerful. Even today, I was called for conferences and so on in all the shot with the 6 Airborne with different army to express my experiences and so on, and it's always a real pleasure of my past to go back in such groups. Anyway, this was my first night experience in Gibraltar. I have been back to Gibraltar many times, and always passed with a smile, very happy, in front of the Devonshire, of the barracks in Gibraltar. Now the moment had come to go from Gibraltar to London. We were told that no decision could be taken in Gibraltar as far as we were concerned. We were to be repatriated to Britain, to our family, should we had any, and then decide there what we were to do. I was still 18. I was just at the limit age of the army. And we were told that we would be put on the first ship back to Liverpool. Oh, no, it was Liverpool I knew in the end. It was Liverpool. The Leinster, and coming from Malta, arrived in Gibraltar, and we were put on board the Leinster at night, and we were joined by the usual convoy, Navy convoy, which was quite a very interesting experience. I really traveled on an army convoy with a very heavy escort, and we knew why after the Leinster from Malta was bringing home the part of the treasurer of Malta and families. And this is why one ship was escorted with such a heavy escort of Royal Navy. We went on the Atlantic at very rough sea, I remember, for a few days. We went very much west because of submarines. And this was my first experience of a very special war. And I really salute our friend of the Royal Navy and the Merchant Navy, because it's a war you don't see, and it's a war you feel in on an extraordinary way, that at any moment when there is the alert on submarine, any moment you know you may be blown up, and it's an extraordinary sensation of watching and silence and anxiety. We had two or three submarines alarm, and really it's very tense, extraordinary. And one day we arrived in Liverpool, going right up north, the Irish Sea, and down south to Liverpool, in terms of going straight into the Irish Channel, I think, at that time, coming from the west. We went right up north and down between Ireland and Britain to Liverpool. After that, which was very simple, we just went out of the ship like any travellers, through the usual check-up address, and my address was in Oakley Square, where my family had a very good friend there, an actor called, he was very well known before the war, called Percy Walsh. And then started my new life of a young British subject by birth in London in September 1941. Percy Walsh was a captain of the Home Guard, but due to his well-known past in theatre, had many friends in contact, especially with a person rather well-known in the theatre in England called Gielgud, John Gielgud. And Gielgud was a major at the War Office, and he was the recruiting officer for the SOE. So this is the story of how we made my first contact with the SOE. With a notice I read in the barracks in Gibraltar, the War Office asking all personals able to speak fluently a foreign language to make themselves known to the authority of the regiment, etc. And speaking French, like a Frenchman, of course. I'm told that when I arrived in London. And I had my first interview at the War Office, or really not at the War Office, at Gilgud had an office, if I remember well, in Scotland Yard, in the back, in the courtyard, the back of Scotland Yard.
Who did you tell on arrival in Britain that you were a fluent French speaker? Which particular authorities?
Well, through this friend Percy Walsh, who had the contact in the War Office and who made the necessary contact for me. My first view was to join the Royal Air Force. I was told that it was going to be complicated because I had no experience. I had to stay at least 1 year in a regiment, the Royal Air Force regiment, to go to school and learn, and that due to the fact that I had no experience, I would probably end up as a real gunner or a thing like that in the Royal Air Force. In the same time, I had this first interview in the recruiting department of the SOE.
Can you tell me actually what happened at that interview?
Difficult really to remember. I was received by Major Gilgud. Yes, the first contact with SOE was this interview by Major Gilgud. The first interview was rather simple. I think he wanted to see what sort of person I was. And he explained, without details at all, that they were thinking of organizing some contact with the occupied territory. And that, of course, they needed a person who could speak the language of the different occupied territory in Europe. Was I ready to be trained on the different program necessary for this type of job? And Was I ready to jump in with a parachute? And I must say that I had no hesitation about jumping in parachute, although at that very moment, I remember that a year ago, or even not a year ago, I was still hesitating to take a lift because I hated going down with a lift. And I said, my God, I accepted jumped in parachute and I don't like to go down in a lift because of the pressure. It was just a very funny moment in my reaction and answer to the question of Gilgud.
Where were these offices where you went for the interview?
Well, if I remember well, I'm not quite certain, it was not in the official part of the War Office. It was not, of course, that I knew later, in one of the offices of the SOE. And I think, without being absolutely certain, but I think it was in some courtyard in Scotland Yard, you know, going into Whitehall or on the bank of the Thames on the other side. And I think the entrance was on the Thames side. I can see the courtyard and the entrance of the door and all that. I'm quite certain it was there. I could go there today, but and I think it was in some courtyard of Scotland Yard, maybe hired by the War Office to Scotland Yard or something like that. I know how to go, but I can't tell you if it is really Scotland Yard or not.
Then you just had to wait, did you?
Then I had to wait, not a very, very short time indeed. I was then interviewed second time in Baker Street, then it was nearer the addresses we know. And I was still in civvies, and then I was called to Baker Street I was accepted to enter the first school of the SOE, which is a sort of general school, and I received my first uniform that day. I left Orchard Court in civvies, I received a battle dress, boots, coat, and one pip. I was suddenly, without having touched the army at all, I was suddenly second lieutenant. And I walked out of Baker Street in uniform, not well fitted, I must say, today. My first uniform, my first pip. And I was walking up to take the bus back to Orchard Court near Simpson. And two soldiers went out to me. And I entirely forgot that I was a second lieutenant. And the two soldiers saluted me with a absolutely perfect gesture, and I answered my first salute. I always remember this thing. There's no pride in it, proud or anything like that in it, but it is something strange. And morning I was in civvies, still in the spirit of a student, and an hour later I was out of Baker Street, second lieutenant, and being saluted by two Tommies. It was something to remember.
Who had interviewed you at Baker Street?
I don't know. I don't remember exactly today, but I think it was already Major Boddington.
And was the interview much different from the one you'd had with Gilbert?
Well, the interview was more precise and without details, but I can't remember the details of the interview, but I knew at the time that I was going to be trained to be able to, today I can resume the thing in the full commando training and parachute jump. And during this training I was also going to be taught the secret war and town combats and so on, which I learned later. And that most probably my mission will be over France, and that most probably I would be sent over by parachute. At that moment I was told that everything would be an entirely secret, and that I was not allowed to tell anyone outside of the office where I was, what I was going to do, where I was going to be, and I was given a code name just for the school. My code name was Roland, because my Christian name is Robert, and they changed it into Roland. I was known as Roland during all my training period in the SOE. I went back to Orchard Court. I was due to report at... I said Orchard Court. No, I went back to Oakley Square where I lived, and I was due to report at Orchard Court at a certain day, I don't remember, to start my training my first training being in Wambrew Manor near Aldershot. And this is how I really open the door of this secret life atmosphere of the SOE during the war. It was going to be a period of 9 months, really, during which I had to go through all sorts of courses, security, weapons, intelligence, physical activities, training, parachute, etc., etc., including right at the end, naval training in Scotland. In short, we were to be gangsters with the knowledge of gangsters, but with the behavior, if possible, of gentlemen. It was a very difficult task for a young man entering, in fact, the reality of the war and of the action during the war. We had all sorts of instructors, military most of them, regular soldiers, extraordinary PT sergeant, strong as bull, fit like a champion. And we had to catch up with all this with a very sporting type of life, right from the morning, PT training with just a cup of coffee, and then a huge breakfast, and then all the courses, lunch and again courses, and map reading across the countries, and training left alone in the countries, finding back our ways, and so on and so forth. I don't think it is really important to enter into the details of all these trainings. We had different types of schools. Wambrew was the first one, and I find out that it was a sort of a preschool, because some of the members of my group did not, I don't remember who they were, because we only had, like I had myself, Christian names. Some did not follow the further courses with us, and which means that either they decided not to carry on, or they were eliminated by the different tests we had to go through. After Wambrew Manor, we went to Manchester for the parachute jump training, which of course was very tense for a chap who didn't like to go into a simple lift in a store's building. But I finally got through. Nothing special either there in the training. It is now well known. It's the usual physical training.